Well, following two preachers, I don't know about that, but I have the preaching task, so here we go. And so, of course, I'm going to start with the Bible, because that's what we do. And I learned recently that that window, the tall last window back there with three panels, I learned recently that the story that Deacon Doug just read is depicted right back there, that the right panel is the story of the raising of Lazarus. And do you know how I learned that? Because we've been doing Epiphany history here on Wednesday nights, and I was reading Pastor Hackman's sermons about everything that is in this space. And so the most extraordinary miracle of Jesus, aside from perhaps his own resurrection, the raising of Lazarus is depicted in the right panel. And then, in fact, all of that window depicts the stories of Mary and Martha and Lazarus and their encounters with Jesus. And so in the center panel is the story of Jesus coming to visit Martha, rushing around to make sure everything is ready while Mary sits at the feet of Jesus and listens. And in the left panel is their final meeting at their home in Bethany, where Mary intuits that Jesus will leave there to walk to his death. And so she anoints his head with oil, as if for burial. Now, I can't quite imagine Esther doing that. She would actually, I think, agree with the disciples who said, "Oh, what are you doing? Think of the cost." But I can imagine Esther as a Martha, or at least one who would supervise others as they make all the necessary preparations, as she supervised Tuesday nights from the Sunday school office, as she enthusiastically supported the work of her beloved Ed at the printing press or the mimeograph machine, even while keeping up with all of her own things, as secretary of the church council, singing in the choir, the one place she consistently was in harmony with her brother John, as president of the Homemakers, a role she held with pride, even as someone who did work before and after the hard work, it must have been, of raising Phil, and then kept working as a volunteer at Franklin Square. No, Esther was not one, I think, to sit at the feet of Jesus and just listen. And yet in the end, her guidepost echoes the words that even Martha herself speaks in the gospel that we hear today. And I'll note that in the gospel, this is from the Gospel of John. God loved John, but he's very long-winded. And in the story of the raising of Lazarus, it goes the whole chapter long, and we don't even get to the part where Jesus raises Lazarus and says, "Come forth." And so before Jesus speaks those words and performs that miracle, Martha says, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." Yes, I think Esther was a Martha, busy, giving, and a little pushy, but always faithful. Ed may have been the taller of the two, but Esther was his equal in faithfulness and in diligent service. And now here we are, with no Ed or Esther to direct our ways. What are we to do? We stand on their witness, of course. Martha, even while mourning her beloved brother, says to Jesus, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." That word of faith. And Lazarus did rise In fact, much sooner than anticipated. And yet he did die again, as do we all. And I presume the resurrection life is now his, along with Ed and now Esther, along with John and Emma, along with Roger and Buddy, sinners and saints of God's church. That is what we have, a whole collection of imperfect people, illustrations of a loving God. May their faithfulness inspire you to keep loving even when it's hard and complicated, to keep striving even when you come up short. For as we said at the top of the service, if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. And finally, many of you, I dare say all of you, know what it was like to be loved by Esther. Yes, she could be tough at times, but that was one expression of love for her, high expectations. But if you were lucky enough to know such expectations, then you were among the chosen, beloved by Esther. May you know also that you are God's beloved, and that God, too, knows your gifts and is ready to catch you when you fall short. For none of us is perfect, but may we all know the perfect love of God. In Jesus' name, amen.